Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and yes, we are getting started and talking money as we do that every week. And I do everything that I can to get you educated so you can make good decisions with your money. If you are just tuning in, I would encourage you to listen to some of my podcasts. You can find them everywhere. You can go to RoyMatlockJr.com as well. And also, we have a lot of show downloads that you can get. But the real key to what this is all about is we're going to put you, if you listen in each week, I will put you in a position to where you feel confident. You feel confident that one day you're going to be able to retire and know that you're never going to run out of money. That's called your FIN number, which we'll talk about, the financial independence number. And that's the amount of money that you would like to have that you don't ever runs out. And so we're going to talk about that. In the previous shows, we talked about defense, you know, keeping yourself in a great position so you don't lose. How do you do that? You have a budget. You've eliminated debt outside of your mortgage, meaning cars, credit cards, all that kind of stuff that causes you to not be able to save money. You have an emergency fund, 3 to 6 months of your money set aside in the event you have an emergency. You have gotten rid of or got control of all of the insurance that you're spending money on. You got rid of the gimmicks. You probably don't buy extended warranties. You know, you're not insuring all these little elements that don't need insurance. You got the most important stuff. Your insurance is in place, life, health, disability, home and auto with good liability, that kind of stuff. So now you're ready to start saving. So there's an order when we go on offense that we take. And what's the order? Number one, we plan for retirement. So once you've gotten yourself in a position to where you're no longer spending all your money on debts and things like that, you have gotten yourself, you've done a good job. Now you've got some money set aside. I remember the day when I got rid of my car payments. I was spending over $600 a month on car payments, and I got rid of the car payments, and here's how I did it. I sold expensive cars when I could. I bought cheap cars and eventually paid them off real quick, and I had over $600 a month to start my mutual funds with. Well, guys, if you put $600 a month in your retirement plan, today you start accumulating money. I started doing this years and years and years ago, decades ago, that allowed me to really start moving forward. And so we're going to fully fund our retirement accounts. That could be a number of places. You might have a Roth IRA. You might put it into your company's 401k. You may buy a deductible IRA, depending on your situation. You might be self-employed and set up a SEP or a simple plan, something like that. There's so many different retirement plans. There's something for everyone that will allow you to get taxed advantaged accounts. Did you know that a Roth IRA, you can put it in and it grows tax-free, and you pull it out, it comes out tax-free. In other words, and you don't have to pull it out if you don't want to, it's tax-free. How about that? That's pretty cool. So what we do is we put together retirement plans. So we'll get into some of the details of the different retirement plans, how they work, what you can do, that kind of thing. Then once you do that, if you have children, you may want to set aside something for college. You've got UTMAs. In some states, you have UGMAs. You have educational savings accounts. You got 529 plans. You got all these different plans that you can take advantage of some tax, either deferral, tax-free, tax, you know, savings, that kind of thing. And so we want to do that. Now, there's an order, though. We start by getting our defense, then we go to offense, and the first offense is your retirement plan. You know, people get out there and sometimes they get too excited. They get too excited. They do it in the wrong order. They get all excited about paying their home off, all right? Or they get excited because they have a new baby and they want to set that college plan up. No, here's what you do. You start with retirement planning. Then once you fully fund that, you set up something for your kids. If you're if you believe that to be true, that you want to pay for their college, which I did. So with that being said, you set up college plans and you do some different, depending on how much you can put in and things like that. There's all different ways of doing it, but we talked about that just now. And then you might pay your home off. I'm not so gung-ho about home ownership. You know, if I've got money sitting in investments and opportunity money, I doubt that I would pull the money out. I don't doubt it. I would not pull money out of investments in order to pay a home off, nor would I apply additional money to principal when rates are at some of the lowest rates they've ever been. Now, one thing I might do in borrowing money is do a 15-year mortgage only if the rates are lower. I did that on my last house. I just put it on a 15-year note because it was cheaper to be able to do that. The rates were lower. So then once we do that, we have opportunity money that might be in a taxable investment account, and we put that money aside in order to pick up opportunities. It's money we may not use, but at the same time, we have it there in the event we want something. Other things we might consider doing are some tax-deferred accounts. Once we've already funded all of our retirement funds, we've maxed out our 401k, we maxed out an IRA, we might go into some tax-deferred accounts like annuities. I do that. I put money in what's called variable annuities, and what they do is they grow tax-deferred. And so there's all these different things that we can do. You know, some of you may buy a rental property. That may be something that you put money aside on, and we'll get into that. So what I'm going to do today in today's show is I'm going to cover all of the different places that you can do things with. But to begin with, we're going to talk about some of the most important things, like pay yourself first. How you go about doing that. What's the key element is to pay yourself first. We're going to talk about the rule of 72 and different things that you need to know about money and compound interest. So stay with us. We got a great show ahead today. My name is Roy Matlack Jr., and we'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get. And I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlackjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. My name is Roy Matlack Jr. If you're just tuning in today, we're talking about creating the offense in your finances, and that's retirement plans, college plans, paying your home off, all kinds of things like that. And so first thing you got to understand is something called the time value of money. The time value of money, the bankers understand it. You know, insurance companies understand it. The time value of money is one of the first things you need to know about. And then it will help you to understand what's really happening to you. The time value of money says this: a dollar today is not just a dollar, it's a dollar times the interest rates over time. So what that means is that if you take a dollar and it's invested, it might be 20 years from now, $6 or $3, whatever it may be. And so you have to look at a purchase that way. So if you go buy something that depreciates in value, you need to realize that it didn't cost you 10 grand. It cost you 10 grand and the earnings on all the 10 grand. Now, granted, we have to spend money on certain things, but we need to be wise in our spending. And so what happens is, the first thing I learned was I learned something called the Rule of 72. Now, if you want to look it up, get on the internet, you can do that. I'll have it on my website. But the Rule of 72, man, oh man, it blew my mind the way it works. So let me give you an example. You start out with $10,000, and you have three people, $10,000. You know, I think everyone, if they have children, the first thing they think about is one day I'm going to change the family tree. You know, my father was an example. Before my dad, no one on either side, my mother's family or his family, had anything. You know, he was able to go out and build a business, and he actually paid off both of my grandmother's houses for them. And so when you think about being able to go do that, he changed the family tree and then save money. He's no longer with, he passed away a number of years ago, but left behind things that are going to be generational. And because of the fact that he paid attention and then I pay attention and I'm teaching my kids to pay attention and understand how things work, you change generationally everything. And so with that being said, the first thing you need to understand is something called the Rule of 72. So let's begin. Let's say you have three people and they all are given $10,000. The first person goes to the bank and they put it in and they get 3%. Now, keep in mind, that's not even really possible right now. It's right on the border. You may, gigantic CD, be able to get 3%. But you take 3%, the Rule of 72 says, divide any interest rate into the number 72. It'll tell you how long it takes a lump sum to double. So if you put it in at 3%, it'll double every 24 years. And in 24 years, you have 20,000. In 48 years, you have 40,000. And you're like, okay, there we go. I understand this. I understand that if I get 3%, it'll double in 24 years. But when I first saw this, I thought, well, they said, well, what would happen if you get 6%? I would say, well, you got double the rate. So I would get, rather than 40,000, I would get 80,000. Well, let's see what happens. Your money doubles every 12 years. And instead, it doubled in 12, 24, 36, and 48. And by doubling your interest rate, it went from 40,000 to 160,000. Or you doubled your rate and you had four times more money. So now, what if I got 12%? Most people say, well, if I got 160, it'd be 320. It doesn't work that way. At 12%, your money doubles in 6 years. And if you go right back, that money would go from 10,000 to 2,560,000. So now here we are, one generation right there, 48 years, $10,000. 48 years later, one has 40,000, one has 160,000, and the other one has 2,560,000. And you said, does it really work that way? Yes, it does work that way. Are there families out there that have money in the bank right now that don't understand? No, there's not families. There's trillions of dollars of families' money. I think right now about $17 trillion sitting in all of those type of low-interest type accounts that much of it outside of emergency funds could be moved to get a better rate of return. And so understand the Rule of 72. The Rule of 72 will help you to make business decisions with your money. You'll say, rather than spending $20,000 on this purchase, I'm going to buy it used for 10. I'm going to take the difference and invest it. 12 years later at 6%, I have made another $10,000 on my $10,000. If I got 12% on my money, 12 years later, I've got $40,000 on that $10,000 investment. So then you say, okay, I'm going to buy used and invest the difference. Ha, how about that? That's a good idea. I'm going to buy used and invest the difference. And you can do that on everything. I mean, you go to, you want to buy furniture, you buy it used. You want to buy a car, you buy it used. You want to buy clothing, you can buy it used. I know for many, many years, my shopping, the store of my choice was Goodwill. I did that when I was coming up, and I was making money. As a matter of fact, I would do seminars, and I would stand up and say, like my suit, like my shirt. Here's what I did. I bought it at the Ladies of Charity, or I bought it at Goodwill, and I saved on this $500 suit. I paid $60 for it, and I took the difference because I made up my mind what I was going to do was going to get a chunk of money set aside quick. So if you're out there right now and you're young and you're trying to get started, say you're a newly married couple and you're both working, what would it be like if you were to take and save one of your incomes until you had $100,000 saved? It might not take you but 2 years, 3 years, something like that. Well, now let's take that $100,000 and invest it. And it's going to, at 10%, your money would double every 7 years on the rule of 72. So you sacrifice 3 years, you get $100,000. The next thing you know, over the next 7 years, the money makes $100,000. Then it starts compounding and compounding. So you got to understand the rule of 72. You got to understand the time value of money. You got to understand the difference between a low rate and a high rate, and understand what the banks are for. The banks are to hold your short-term money. They are not for long-term money. So what we want to do is we want to get our money working for us. When we come back, we're going to get into one of the most important mindsets that there is when it comes to saving money, and that's called pay yourself first. You got to pay yourself first. So we're building up the basic fundamental principles of moving forward on the offense. My name is Roy Matlock Jr., and we'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we're back. Today's show is building your offense, and the offense is retirement plans, college plans, you know, maybe paying your home off one day, getting some opportunity money aside, that kind of thing. But it's after you built the defense. And when we came out of the break, we were talking about the rule of 72. Man, I get so excited thinking about, you know, the way money works when it comes to, you know, compound interest. Compound interest is magical. People don't even believe it. They're like, is that really true? Absolutely. But you got to get your money working for you, and you got to get motivated to save money. You know, when I first got started in the business, I got motivated because I was broke to buy things. And then over time, I changed my mindset. You know what motivated me? Every quarter when I got back then in the mail, I would get my mutual fund statement and say, hey, I'm moving forward. I'm this much, this far away from being able to say, I can quit if I want to quit. Or what if you can go quit if you want to quit? And then you have freedom. You say, man, I want to do that. And so you start getting motivated. You say, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to invest it. You know, right on my phone right now, I have the ability to make a decision. I can say, I'm going to dinner tonight and I'm going to blow $100, or I could take the money that I was going to blow it at some restaurant, go get me a Subway, spend $5 or $6, take the rest of the money I was going to spend, open up my phone, have it yanked right out of my checking account, put right into my investment account, and I just saved the difference on that one decision of maybe going to dinner at a fancy place and taking and just going cheap and take the difference and put it in there. So I have the ability, just like you do, okay, to buy something on my phone at any time. I can Amazon up all the time, anywhere worldwide. So if I can do that, why wouldn't I also have the ability to put it in my account, put it in my investment account? So what I did was I have, you know, my login to my account, and if I want to put $20 in, you know, matter of fact, I could pull my phone up right now while I'm doing the show, and within about 2 minutes, I could invest money right out of my checking account, put it right into my investment account. That's called paying yourself first. Put yourself at the front of the line. Don't go out there, spend your whole life working 8 to 5, earlier than that, and when you get through working, you don't have anything left over. Hey, you know what happens if a business is in business and they don't have a plan, okay, a business plan to make a profit, they go out of business, they go bankrupt. If you don't have a plan to save money out of every paycheck, you will never get ahead. An emergency will happen. And mark my words, that's where the bankruptcies come from. I've never seen people that were savers, that were planners, that had, you know, just one day they went bankrupt. No, they have money set aside. You know, the first goal is 3 to 6 months of income. The second goal would be, how much do-nothing money do I have? That's the money that comes in if I do nothing. Second goal should be 1 year. I mean, you say, man, you know what? If I took this year off, I've got enough money set aside in my accounts that I could last. How about that? Then one day you got 5 years. Then one day you got 10 years. Then one day you've got unlimited years. And what unlimited years are is when you've put aside enough money that there's more money earned by your money than you're actually spending on a regular monthly basis. So therefore, not only are you living on do-nothing money, the do-nothing money is growing in addition to you living on it. And so that's called pay yourself first, one of the keys to it. Let me give you a quick example. Let's say you start now and you put $200 aside a month and you got 9%, and you did that for 35 years, you have $943,000. So what happens if you wait 1 year? You didn't invest $2,400, but you missed out on the last year of compounding, cost you $83,000. You wait 5 years to do it. You didn't invest $12,000 and it cost you $350,000. So when is the best time to start saving money? Now. Don't wait. Pay yourself first. So what we do, we have our first thing is we understand the magic of compound interest. We understand pay yourself first. Those are two key ingredients that you have to have if you want to get ahead. Now, the next thing we do is we start thinking, okay, where are we going to put our money? Are we going to put it into things that are growing at a good rate of return, or how are we going to diversify our money? What are we going to do? Well, the first thing that you need to do is realize that the IRS wants your money. You realize that? They love your money. I mean, the IRS loves our money. They take our money, you know, every week. We get used to the IRS taking our money. We even have names for it. We call it take-home pay. Okay, you know, it's not our gross, it's our net. So we just accept it and we say, just take our money. We're not really going to pay that much attention to it. Whatever you think, just take it. And then somebody comes up with some ideas and they say, here's a way you can save taxes. Have you ever noticed the wealthy always come up with ways of cutting taxes? And the reason they do that is because taxes become one of their largest bills that they have. And in many cases, if you're making just if you're making $100,000 a year income, your taxes, even today, may be one of your biggest expenses that you have. So let's think about our taxes. First thing we want to do is we want to do things that get tax deductibility, and we want to do things that get tax deferral. We want to do things that maybe grow tax-free. So we do things like that. So what I want to do is make sure, no matter what happens, that I have a good tax plan. So to begin with, ask yourself some questions. Do I support my family? All right. Or am I filing my taxes correctly? You may be single and eligible for something called head of household. You need to figure that out. If you don't know, that'll save you some money on your taxes. Why would you not file correctly? If you're married and joint, you have tax benefits. All these different things allow you to save on your taxes. So what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to do something about taxes. And taxes are some ways where you can save money, move forward, and get your money that was going to the IRS, get it going toward things for yourself. So stay with me. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr., and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about making progress, putting the offense in place for your money. And now we're going to start with some of your retirement planning options, and I'm going to start with some of the easy ones, which are IRAs, and we'll give you a detail on how that works. And we're going to continue the offense show into our next week's show because there's so many things that I can go through on what to do on that. But when you're building your offense, step number one is you fund your retirement plans. Now, where do you fund them? Well, you got a couple different things. You can do your 401k. That's one. You may have a 403b if you work for a nonprofit or maybe a school system, something like that. So there's a lot of different things you can do when you work for a company. Matter of fact, you'll get matching funds. And I know I just set up a retirement plan for a small business. And one of the things that has always been interesting to me is the number of people that don't take their free money. And let me give you an example. This retirement plan, they're going to match up to 4%. 4%. So what that means is that if you put in 4% of your income, you get 8% in your account. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's 100% return on your 4%, but it actually ends up becoming more than that because the 4% you put in, you're going to get to deduct it off your income taxes. So let's think about that. So if I put in 4% and I'm in the 25% bracket, I only actually currently paid 3% in order to get 8%. And I'm like, wow. So let me make sure that's right. I can put 4% that cost me only 3% because I got to deduct it. And I get in my account 8%. So I'm moving along pretty good, right? I mean, that's pretty cool. So why is it that 60%, only about 60% of the people that are eligible for these things participate? Doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, if I hand you $3 and you give me $8, I mean, that makes total sense. I mean, so if you're working for a company and you've got matching options, you want to get moving with it. Now, when do you not do your 401k? When you're paying 18% interest on your credit cards. So you need to get that paid off, and then that way you can get moving. But you want to get yourself in a position, max out your retirement plans, especially those retirement plans that are matching. If you do nothing more than do the match, then you're doing great. Put in 3% and get, you know, when they're doing something like that and you get 8%, wow, that's good. Put in $100 a month and get, you know, $200, but it only costs you 60. Man, I mean, that's cool. All right. So what we do is we need to maximize those kind of things. So I'm going to start, though, for those of you that might be self-employed or maybe you are not covered under a pension plan, I'm going to give you some ins and out of an IRA account. And so let's start out with the amount of money that you can put into a retirement account. You know, we're ending out the year 2019. And so if you're younger than age 50, you can put in $6,000 a year. If you are 50 or older, you can put $7,000 a year into your IRA. Now, if you are married and only one of you work, that's fine. If, in fact, you're not covered under a pension plan, then you both can put that six or that seven in, depending on your age. It went up $500 a year over 2018. It used to be $5,500 and $6,500. So why is that important? Because some of you are putting in a monthly amount of money, and that monthly amount of money that you're putting in, you can put more in this year, and you may not have changed that. So if you were putting in, you know, $500 a month and you were eligible to put, you know, as age 50 and over, you're putting $6,000 in, you can actually put seven. Now, what do you do about that? Well, two things. One is you can call whoever you're working with, and you can have them raise the amount of money being pulled out to take care of the future, and you can send $1,000 in. And additionally, you have up until tax filing date, April 15th on IRAs to do it for this year. So let's say that, you know, you've been getting some things paid off and you want to fund your IRA, you get it open. And then anytime between now and tax time, April 15th, you can put the rest of the money in and deduct it this year, even though you put it in next year. And so it's up to April 15th. Now, that is a deductible IRA. Now, you might decide you're young, you're getting started, do a Roth IRA. So my daughter is young, and so I had her do a Roth. Now, the reason you do a Roth is because it grows tax-free. And the longer that you have money in there, the more important it becomes. So let me give you an example. So people ask me, should I do a Roth? Should I do a deductible one? What should I do? Well, it really depends, but my rule of thumb is if you are starting young, the Roth's probably the best way. If you're older and you're retirement income is more than likely going to be less than your current income, your tax bracket may make more sense to take and do an IRA that's deductible because you get to deduct it at a higher rate. And then later down the line, you may decide even to convert it. So you got some deduction. And then when your rate goes down, when you retire, you can convert it to a Roth and get tax-free income and you save it that way. So there's a lot of things going on. I mean, I can go on and on about, you know, all the different ways that you put it in versus the ways you take it out. But the long and short of it is the most important reason to do an IRA is so you'll have some money. So here's what I would do. I would get started to begin with. And then I'm going to set up something to put it in automatically. The magic in the 401k and the magic in accumulating money is always to automate it. So here what I mean by automate it. I tell people this, you want to get ahead financially? Here's what I'll do. I'm going to take it out of your low interest checking and put it into an investment. I'm going to take your money out of your money and put it into your money and get a better rate of return. I'm going to take your money out of your money and put it into something that gets you some tax benefits. So what we would do is if I were meeting with you, I would choose a place to put it, an investment account, and then I would choose whether or not it was a Roth or a regular, and there's tax reasons behind it. There's limitations, stuff like that. And I would encourage you to automatically draft that right out of your checking account. And what will happen is you will automatically put yourself in a position to get where you want to go. So what happens is it's kind of like, you order up some food. You tell them what you want. You tell them what you want to eat. They come, they say, can I take your order? And you say, yes. And you come up with whatever you want, and then they bring that right back to you. All you had to do is give them the order, and they give it back to you. Now, sometimes they'll mess it up. But reality is, most of the time you order this, you get that. So now let's order up our financial independence number. How do we order up our financial independence number? First thing we do is we say, I want to be financially independent. How much money do I want to have? I want $100,000 a year. That's what I want. I want $100,000 a year of do-nothing money. That's what I want. I always tell people one quick way of kind of estimating it is you need 20 times that amount. So you say, okay, 100 grand, I need 2 million. That's my number. All right, now here we go. My FIN number today, if I wanted to quit, if I got 5% on it, I would end up at 2 million. That'd pay me 100 grand a year. That's my FIN, financial independence number. So I'm sitting right here today. I'm 50 years old. I want 100 grand a year, and I got $2 million set aside. Cool. All right. That's my FIN number. I made it. Good. Good job. All right. I'm in good shape. But most people don't just have that happen to them. They don't just happen to get lucky and make that happen. So then they do a plan. And what they do is they say, well, I want 100 grand, but I need to have that 100 grand be like today. I need to do it, but I'm not going to retire for 30 years. And we run that. We say, well, if inflation is 3%, you need $243,000 a year to buy what it would take to get $100,000 today. And you're like, okay, cool. I'm glad. All right, now I got a number. All right, I need $243,000. Then I've got no money set aside, but I want to quit one day. That's fine. If you get 9% on your money, then here's what you're going to need to do. You're going to need to accumulate to get that 243. You're going to need to have $4.8 million. So, all right, I got that. So I need 100 is 243. 243 times 20 is $4.8 million. If I get 9%, I need to save $1,461 a month. Okay, that makes sense. This is a math problem, right? So why don't we set up $1,461 a month to automatically come out of our account? If we do that, we now ordered up financial independence. That's what you do. Education is key. I want to encourage you, visit RoyMatlockJr.com. I have all of these shows on my podcast. If you can't listen live, you can always go back to them. Once again, keep listening. I'm going to keep educating. We'll talk to you next week.